I'm David and I love MAGA.
Hey everyone, Rich coming to you here at Weaving MAGA at weavingmaga.org with the Midas Touch Network. We got a brand new testimonial for you today of a gentleman who left MAGA. I'm going to bring him in. His name is David Remington from the great state of Oregon. David, first off, thank you for being with us today. Let's get right into it. What I want to know, and viewers are going to want to know, is talk about what attracted you to the MAGA community and the MAGA movement. And before I have you answer that, let's just make it clear for everyone that you did not vote for Trump in 2024.
No, I didn't vote for Trump in 2024.
All right, thank you. I just want everyone to know you voted for Kamala. You didn't vote for Trump because in case someone says too little, too late, you voted for Kamala. But talk about why you gravitated to the MAGA community and the movement. What was enticing and appealing to you about it?
Well, like, I grew up as like a conservative. I know that there's this whole network of young conservative movements like Turning Point USA and et cetera, things like that now. But when I was a little middle schooler back, God knows when, the Bush years, I was a young conservative and I was constantly battling the teachers, constantly trolling, all because of what I heard on like right wing talk radio, because I was all into all those personalities, Lars Larson, Michael Savage. It was a kind of like counter culture to me growing up in like the incredibly liberal Portland, Oregon area. And I was into this identity as a conservative at an early age. And my dad was very approving of it. He's the one who listened to me in the car with these personalities. And I just made it my identity. And it was so integral to me being a part of that. And what brought me to MAGA in 2016 and something is that I still felt that. I still felt like the liberal culture around me was kind of hostile. And like I had these own set of beliefs. I had these own set of like identities. And it led me to do some things like join the military, I always viewed like the people around me as kind of like rule breakers. So like I was very into obeying the law, which is very kind of like not so so pertinent in like Portland, but I thought like MAGA was this fun, energetic movement that drawn me to like fight back against all like the hostility, the menacing, the all of that. And it was just this fun way to fight back against that. And in a way, we saw Trump as like a hero coming down to save us, like Portland conservatives, Portland Republicans, from this kind of like scummy culture that I grew up in. And like I don't see like it that way now. I don't feel like liberalism is like the enemy. But back then it was my worldview and it attracted me to all sorts of personalities like Andy Ngo and et cetera, to where I was like the anti-Portland guy, this guy who was in Portland, and like everything was just counter to that. And like I just drew into all this Twitter stuff, and like Twitter itself,
Right.
It's a big like magnet for me. So I was always on that side. I was always into the latest controversy. I was always drawn into it. I watched Trump tweet about like North Korea and stuff and all sorts of things throughout my adult life, right? And this, like, this website, Twitter, has been a big part of my going through the last 10 years. So
you found, thank you, because you found the meaning, the community. I can particularly relate to wanting to obliterate the established political order and the status quo. Before 2015 and 16, I had voted for third parties many times. I was a political person, but I, looking back on it, I was quite ignorant and cynical. And I think the community that you and I found, while I'm not defending my time that I was in MAGA, I think seeking out a community that we all need a communal existence, that's a relatively non-controversial anodyne reason that I think a lot of people were attracted to MAGA. And so what you're saying is really resonating with us. It's undoubtedly going to resonate with others. We've done testimonials with who left MAGA. So talk about, you're in the community now and you're deep in like I was. What was life in MAGA like for you?
Well, so there was times where it was fun. So there was times where I went to like rallies, was invited to rallies. I didn't quite know what these rallies necessarily meant, or like the why like the left were so offended by these rallies, how they were so repugnant to them. I just thought, well, it's your right to protest, so you should, God will do it. And I went to these things, and they were fun, and I met fellow MAGA people. I got to wave like a Blue Lives Matter flag. I got to wave a MAGA flag. And it was just like, you know, we're just going to this protest and we're gonna like build a wall and we're gonna be just a part of this thing. And it was like so enticing. However, there were times where people were incredibly menacing to me for doing that. And it was quite scary, because if you know anything about Portland politics, well, it's like Trump says, this is where people kill people. And like, it's not like the liberals are bad. It's, you don't want, like, in my opinion, now looking at it back then, like there's a false sort of like false equivalency to these people and some of the things I was about, you know, and sort of like a judgment. But the reality was is that it was we were in a very hostile culture. Like, I was a college Republican in Portland, Oregon, and it kind of felt like being an ant under a magnifying glass. So it's just like, there's just so much hostility, so much antagonism. And even during the pandemic, it was like this, where I wasn't too like opinionated. Like, I just had like an opinion about masks in this college life group that's just totally non-political, like college life group. And they like harassed me. I probably could have like sued them for this harassment, and I didn't, because they're just college students. But like the thing is like they use really dehumanizing language. You're a subhuman. You suck. You're a terrible person. We're not going to give you a platform. We're not going to treat you like a human being. And I just felt this like hostility, and But here's the thing where I changed is the literacy of it all. The literacy, what does this mean? What am I for? What am I about? What am I supporting? And I just see this literacy as like a false equivalence. So yes, I was treated poorly. Yes, I was harassed. Yes, I was doxxed by Antifa or all these kind of like left-wing, far-left groups. But what was I for? What was I about? What made them so angry? And it just became more apparent that I was wearing a skin suit of something that I wasn't necessarily in my soul of souls about, right? So that's where I feel like the discrepancy was.
There's the feeling of, like I felt, these perpetual states of desperation and despair and panic and paranoia in MAGA, you know. And you talked about liberalism. I've been saying this ad nauseum for many, many months now, that there is no prevailing ideology in MAGA. The closest to an ideology is a conviction that liberalism and liberal democracy are the source. They're the sources of all of our personal and national ills. I didn't think of it that way. I don't think people in MAGA now think about it that way. Maybe, David, it wasn't precisely how you might have thought about it at the time, but looking back on it, that's what we thought about liberalism and liberal democracy. You know, those were the causes of everything that was wrong in our lives and in our country. So you've got that camaraderie that's in MAGA, just like I had. Talk about when that started to change for you. What were some specific events? Do you recall when they were, where your doubts started to commence and you started to have uncertainty and you started to question your belief system?
Well, like, part of it was like going to these rallies, right? Like I'd buddy up with these rallies. I'd be waving these flags. I'd be like presenting a political stance, and like something terrible would happen to me. Like, say the Antifa doxed me and my friends. And what I would actually do is actually read their, like, what they actually said. And this is the literacy about it. So what made them so angry? Well, maybe, like, I'm not the most egregious, like, MAGA guy, but like other people who were doxxed, like some of them were like people who went to Charlottesville, or some of them were like really far right. And what were they about? Am I about that? That's not what I thought when I joined MAGA. I was having a good time. I was fighting like Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton, or like Hillary Clinton with the fly in her mouth, or some sort of funny thing like that. I was having a good time, and like, you know, and like things didn't seem so like in my opinion, like I didn't think I was too like asking too much. Like I just wanted to make some laws like illegal aliens, that's already a crime, right? That's why they're called illegal aliens. In my mind, that's not asking a lot. But considering the way like MAGA dehumanizes them, it's kind of asking for a lot more than what I thought it was.
Do you feel like, David, you know, you identify as conservative, and here at Midas Touch Network, you know, we're pro-democracy, we welcome all views. What would you say to someone who might say, well, MAGA is conservative? Do you think that it reflects, in your view, does MAGA reflect conservatism as you understand it, you grew up in?
Well, here's the thing is like, I have a very conservative like background, a very conservative family. We were always kind of like a a satellite in Oregon, but there are Republicans who live in this area. And my dad raised me with these values. And what I've noticed with him, my dad, who's very MAGA, very kind of like thing, and it's one of the things we connected with in the past. But when I was just a young, like middle school person, our conservatism was way different than the conservative, the MAGA conservative today. It's almost like bizarre, because my dad would talk about how the liberals didn't want you to use Roundup, and like how like the liberals just are so like so holistic, and they go to Whole Foods and this kind of like strange culture. But now that's what my dad is about. It's kind of strange. He's like he's like RFK is gonna get rid of Coca-Cola, and I'm like, how is this real? It's so bizarre to me to see like conservatives and like being like literate in what a conservative is, seeing like Republicans back then be Republicans, and see all these kind of like Democrats ascend to power, like Tulsi Gabbard, or Tulsi Gabbard, I don't know how to pronounce that name, or like RFK, or Elon Musk, or even Donald Trump, right? Like suddenly like these conservatives are the rhinos. And it's just totally like reversed. It's totally like almost like an insult. Like, what was I about back then? Was I just a fool? And like suddenly like these are the rhinos? It's completely backwards. It's completely like, it's just, it's almost like an insult to what I was about back then. It was,
well, I was going to say, you changed your mind, you know, and you know, I did, others who left MAGA did. There are going to be, I believe, many others who are, even if they're not MAGA, but are Trump voters, who are going to have buyer's remorse. You know, we've done so many videos about that here at Midas Touch, and there's more to come, because there are just going to be more and more who are going to regret their vote. So let me ask you this, and as we come to near closing here. Why do you feel it's important to speak out? Why did you want to publicly tell your story here?
Well, I feel like I'm not judging MAGA. I'm cut from that cloth, right? I'm cut from that cloth. And so like being like a Republican, being like a MAGA, being like a college Republican, and somebody who feels like a political minority in, say, a blue state, or they have like a culture shock if they go to the military and do military stuff. You know, there's plenty of people out there who are like me, and like they feel they get enthralled with like this kind of like counter Democrat, kind of like counter liberalism, liberal democracy kind of thing, and they feel like an attachment to that, and they get drawn into like reactionary politics as like someone who it just falls into this pipeline, and they just become more radical and excel. Like, you don't like, as much as you think you're fighting someone else, you're just hurting yourself. And like, I feel like I've hurt other people. I've hurt myself. I've made enemies out of people who probably aren't bad people at all. I made enemies out of people who I could probably get along with. And like, I've just made a bunch of enemies throughout my life. And I just feel somewhat regret. And so reaching out to somebody who may be like me and be, you know, like connected into this, these kind of like cultures like MAGA, Yes, I do like washing machines that are not green energy or whatever, but like, you know, like I just feel like that's who I was targeted for being who I was, a young male fighting the gender war, fighting the culture war, fighting like the Republican Democrat war. And like, instead of being like a warrior or being like a hateful, kind of like hurtful person, you know, a lot of this battle is kind of like internal, because it could even like affect your health, because like suddenly like you're not eating right, or you're like believing in all these kind of like counter things, or you're making life decisions like not going to college, not reading a book, not doing things because of what you're told you are as like a man, right? You are as like a young man who is enthralled in this like war, this battle. And like, you know, like what are principles? What are like something of value, something you could carry with yourself? Like, I'm just like taking care of myself, and I want other people to take care of themselves too. And I just feel targeted as like who I am.
Well, you overcame it, and you're right that MAGA is a very politically traumatic experience. I want to give you credit for exhibiting all of the bravery and intrepidity needed to tell your story publicly, you know, even going a little bit against your own family takes courage to do that. And I want to welcome you to the Leaving MAGA community. I want to welcome you to the Midas Touch Network community as well. And we always like to close all of our conversations with a positive affirmation. I'd like to do it with you, David. I'm rich, and I left MAGA. We got David Remington here from the great state of Oregon. David, thank you so much for being with us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Hey, everyone. If you like this video, make sure you subscribe and leave a comment down below. Also, visit us at leavingmaga.org. Get in touch with us. Be sure to visit our YouTube channel. We've been growing that as well. As always, appreciate you watching. Thanks so much for your support.
Can't get enough Midas? Check out the Midas Plus Substack for ad-free articles, reports, podcasts, daily recaps from Ron Philipkowski, and more. Sign up for free now at MidasPlus.com.